This is for the business owners that continue to play with their business and continue to play with their career and continue to play with their growth and success that can come. Just stop. Stop playing with yourself. Stop playing with what you can be. Stop playing with what you can do. Just stop it. And when I say that, I'm going to let you know. If you have an idea for something and you want it to work so bad and it doesn't work after the first try or the first couple weeks, why give up? And then from there, why go and start another project? Why not go and put your effort into one and exerting all avenues and being able to explore all avenues before you say, okay, this isn't working. Let me try something else. And personally, myself, I've done that plenty of times. Said, oh, crap, this didn't do what I thought it was going to do within the 5 days. So let me move on to something else. We have to stop doing that. Because to create success, you have to create consistency. And if you can't create consistency, you're not going to create success. When it comes down to being able to market your business, that's where you get your customers and your clients from. It's not from posting. It's not just because you just happen to be online at 2:55 in the morning. It's because you're marketing correctly. And to market correctly, you have to know what it takes to be able to reach those people that you are wanting to reach. If you want to start a podcast, then do that. Sit down, plan out your episodes, and record. And then while you record, make sure you have it on a publishing date where that you can just go on and it publishes by itself so that you can work on more things. If you want to create a newsletter, plan out a couple of emails that you want to start off with. Try to get everything gathered together. Set out some dates and some deadlines that you want to do this by and follow that schedule. Don't just take one failure and say, oh, well, on to the next. What makes you think the next thing is going to be successful if you haven't even seen the first thing all the way through? It's not what you're presenting that's not being successful. I'm sorry to say it, but it's you. You're not being successful because you're not putting your all into the task or into the project. You can't expect to put 25% here, 25% there, 25% there, and everything equals 100% of what you're wanting. You can't dilly and dally into certain areas if you aren't giving consistency to other areas. You can't say, oh, okay, let me go ahead and start selling t-shirts or start selling sunglasses or start selling makeup. And then let me turn around 2 weeks later and teach people how to do the same thing. But you haven't made a dime, a dollar, a quarter, a nickel, an IOU, or anything from the business that you started. But now you want to go ahead and educate other people. How are you going to educate other people and you don't know how to be successful in your own brand? You can't do that. You can't continue to go from project to project, from business to business without having been successful in at least one area. To be successful in one area, you have to, one, expand your knowledge in the area, two, put in consistent effort, and three, see all the way to the end. The only way you'll know that it's done is if you've exerted every example or every situation possible to make sure that it's successful. If you've done that and you still don't see an outcome, then it's time to go back to the drawing board and to try something new. But if you just tried something for 1 day, 1 week, even 1 month, that's not enough to be consistent. Consistency starts within 3 to 4 weeks. Being able to do something for at least 30 days in a row is consistency. If you see people who are gaining hundreds and hundreds of followers every day, every time you turn around, they're saying, thanks for 4,500. Thanks for 2,500. Thanks for 700 followers. It's because they're being consistent with their brand. Not only are they posting their content, they're probably doing some back office stuff. They probably send out emails. They probably have a Facebook group. They probably send out text messages. You don't know. But I'm sure that they're doing something that's consistently bringing people in to their platform, to their foundation, to their business. Like I tell people all the time, Kim Kardashian can go out there and sell toenails. And guess what? They'll sell out in a week because it's Kim Kardashian, because she's developed her brand. She's developed her foundation under her name. So there's not, yeah, toenails are disgusting. I know 150%. But guess what? They trust the name. They trust the brand. They trust the person that it's coming from because they know that she's going to be able to produce them something that's going to last. Yeah, it's toenails. Yeah, that's stupid. But guess what she'll do? She'll sell out because she marketed properly. She's branded herself properly and she's grown her foundation. You cannot compare apples to oranges. If you haven't done that, then you can't compare someone else's success to your success because you haven't put in the effort. So stop just waiting for something to happen and stop just being discouraged because it's not going your way. You have to put in 150,000% of the effort for it to go your way. You have to. If you don't, then it's not going to happen. And people wait for success to happen to encourage them. No success should be just as encouraging as success. without getting the money, the numbers, the customers that you're looking for, that should drive you even further and harder to get to where you want to be. Not just because you made a little bit of money, not because somebody paid an invoice. That should not be what's driving you. Your drive should be, I want to be further. I want to do more in my life. Because once after you get that revenue, what's going to happen if you don't have any plans? You just have money now. You need to be able to build your foundation. You need to be able to build yourself. And you need to be able to be consistent within yourself, within your brand, and within your business. If you are not consistent, then you will not see consistency. There's people who make sporadic sales. Yeah, that's true, because they're not consistent. And you might think that you're consistent because you post on social media every Sunday, every Monday, every Friday. But that's not marketing. That's promoting. And if you don't know the difference between promotion and marketing, go back and listen to my promotion versus marketing podcast segment, because you got to know what you're doing. Are you just creating awareness, or are you creating a need? Are you creating something that you want to help people? Are you solving a problem? If you're solving a problem, then you go to the drawing board and you decide how you want people to know that you're solving that problem. Are you going to go up to people on the street? Are you going to send emails? Are you going to DM people? Are you going to put flyers in the mail? What are you going to do to make sure that people know about what you do and what you have and what you have going on? You think 1 week of doing it is going to be fine? No. Did you guys hear that story about the girl with over 1 million followers that launched a business, that launched her business, and she made $0? She didn't market. Yeah, you can have 1 million followers and nobody buy anything from you because you didn't market correctly. That's how it goes. You cannot expect success if you are not creating your own success. And to create your own success means that you're checking off everything on your to-do list and you're completing everything on your to-do list and you're not leaving anything left behind to say, oh, I can do this tomorrow or I can do this later. If you want to be successful, then you truly become successful and you truly work on that day in and day out and you work your ass off to make sure that I'm going to get to where I want to be and I'm not accepting anything less. But to do that, you have to create consistency within yourself. If you set your alarm every day for 7:30 and you don't get up to 7:40, how is that consistent? You're not being consistent, and that's just not even a part of your business. If you tell yourself that you're going to cook dinner and you get home and you don't cook dinner and there's no reason, you know, you're not tired, you just don't want to. You're not creating consistency within yourself. So how are you going to create consistency within your business? It starts somewhere. And the somewhere is always you. It starts with you. If you are not able to do it for yourself, then how are you going to be able to do it for others?